Good morning. This is the Wednesday, May 27th City Council meeting. Caller, please call the roll.
Sorry. Udaily? I can't see if she's on.
She's on. I think she's muted. Commissioner Udaily, could you unmute yourself?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on a different computer today.
No worry.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler. Hardesty.
Here. Under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of council are attending remotely by phone, and the city has made several avenues available for the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The public can also provide written testimony to council by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council has taken these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. Let's see, if I can have Karen read the rules of decorum, please.
Yes, good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. The published council agenda at portlandoregon.gov/auditor contains information about how and when you may sign up for testimony while the city council is holding electronic meetings. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When your time is up, the presiding officer will ask you to conclude. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being placed on hold or ejected from the remainder of the electronic meeting. Please be aware that all council meetings are recorded. Thank you.
Thank you. Carla, there appears to be no communications this morning.
That's correct, Commissioner.
Excellent. Thank you. We will move the consent agenda to our 2 p.m. agenda this afternoon, if there's no objections from my colleagues. Hearing none, we will move the consent agenda to 2 p.m. This afternoon. Caller, would you read the first agenda item, please? Agenda 405.
Yes, revise sewer and stormwater rates, charges, and fees in accordance with the fiscal year 2020-21 sewer user rate study.
Colleagues, we had conversation and a presentation on this item. This is a second reading. Any additional conversation? Hearing none. Caller, please call the roll.
Udaily?
Aye.
Fritz.
I appreciate the work that the Bureau of Environmental Services has been engaged in, the strategies they're following. Obviously, Mayor Wheeler is in charge of that bureau and so not able to make comments, but I've also been following what they're doing in partnership with the Water Bureau as following Commissioner Nick Fisher's lead. We want to make sure that the utilities continue to act in coordination. So the budget we're passing today reflects today's challenges, and BES reduced their rate increase request from 3% to 2.85. They've done that by reducing the operating budget by eliminating 7 positions and reducing capital spending for the next 5 years. And I do appreciate the work that the utilities are doing. Thanks, Astrid Dragoy, on my staff who previously was employed in environmental services. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye. The motion passed. Caller, would you read the next item, please, 406?
Revise residential solid waste and recycling collection rates and charges effective July 1, 2020.
Colleagues, we heard a presentation on this. Is there any additional conversation? Hearing none, caller, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye. The motion passes. Caller, please call the next number, 407.
Amend fee schedule for tree permits.
Colleagues, we heard a presentation on this last week. Is there any additional conversation that you would like to have? Nope. Seeing none. Caller, please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. 407 passes. Caller, please call the next item, 408.
Accept a grant in the amount of $1,957,230 from the Oregon Department of Transportation and authorize intergovernmental agreement for the Northeast 12th Avenue over I-84 and Union Pacific Railroad Bridge project.
Commissioner Hugh Daly.
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance allows PBOT to design and construct protective fencing along 12th Avenue across the I-84 flyover. This will prevent objects from being thrown onto the I-84 freeway and the UPRR track. Here to give more details and answer questions for Council is PBOT project manager Jaron Shankar. I hope. I didn't see if he was in the group.
Thank you. I am not seeing him listed. If he is here, please unmute yourself.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there we go.
Hello. This is Joran with PBOT.
Please, go ahead.
I mean, if there's any other questions, I can answer them, but, you know, I think Commissioner explained everything. This is for safety. It's a huge safety precaution for PBOT to both protect citizens from jumping off the bridge and also throwing objects off the bridge onto the railroad cars below and or the 84 freeway.
That sounds way too simple. Colleagues, are there any additional questions? I'm not seeing any hands raised.
Madam President, my hand is up.
Oh, I am so sorry, Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you.
Thank you for the comments. I know that in other areas of the city that when these fences have gone up, there's been concern about how they will look as to whether they're more industrial or whether they are aesthetically pleasing. Can you tell me a little bit about the design of these fences, please?
I assume it will be aesthetically pleasing. We're not going to put up a galvanized chain link fence, if that helps. We will make sure that it fits within the community, and it has an aesthetically pleasing look to the eye.
Great. I just basically wanted to hear that it wasn't going to be just the chain link fence. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? I believe this is a first reading and it will come back for a vote of the council. Thank you so much. Short, sweet, to the point. I love it.
Thank you.
Commissioner, there was no one signed up to testify.
Thank you very much, Carla. That was actually going to be my next question. with no other questions, we will just move this to a second reading. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item, caller 409, would you please read that?
Authorize the rates and charges for water and water-related services beginning July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021, and fix an effective date.
Thank you. I will turn it over to Commissioner Fritz, and I understand that Kathy Couch is here to make a presentation. Commissioner Fritz?
I'm sorry, this is the second reading.
Oh, I am so sorry. I missed that. Yes. forget what I just said. Caller, if there's no additional conversation, caller, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your support, colleagues. Thank you very much for staff in the Water Bureau who did an excellent job of refining the budget to reduce the rate increase. Thanks to Director Michael Durr, Deputy Director Gabe Solmer, Equity Manager Eric Pachenko, and especially Finance Director Cecilia Hune, who just has an astonishing grasp of everything financially collected in the Water Bureau. Thanks also to Astrid DeGoy on my staff. Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz, I'll just say that your staff did an excellent job in helping to balance the need for a rate increase with the needs of our community, and I appreciate it very much, and I vote aye. I believe that concludes our agenda for this morning. City Council stands adjourned. We'll be back at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
That's got to be a record.
I know, right? Hey, you know, we're good, right? When you're good, you're good. Thank you all, colleagues, for your help in making this so efficient. See you this afternoon at 2.
See you then.